prepare to qualify.
You have entered the Fandom Effect, a podcast filled with anime, video games, comics, MMA, and unlimited ideas. Each week, a new guest will press enter and discuss how they're making their dreams come true with your host, Mark the Bushido Geek, Halberg. It's time to enter the Fandom Effect. Now, please insert 25 cents to continue.
Humanoid.
You have one playthrough. Better make it count.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to the Fandom Effect podcast. As always, I am your host, the Bushido Geek, joined by, I haven't pulled up the list yet, so I'm going to introduce her last, but we're joined by Zach today.
Hello.
From Some Nobodies and PowerPoint Showdown, and you do like 10 shows, right?
I'm at 33 right now, and I'm just going to kind of top out there. I think that's the most that I should be doing.
It's, you know what, I think you could push it to 42 because it is the answer to everything.
That's true.
I feel like it push it a little bit, and then I think.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I mean, I'm still getting questions, so I guess once I hit 42, then I stop questioning.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you're pretty much good. Yeah. And I skipped over her, but we're gonna bring back Salt Pans.
For her
salt
introduction. Pants? Like salt pans.
Pans. Like pans. Like P A. Yeah. Like cooking.
Got
pans,
it. Yeah. I hate you.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think you were here. I know last time you were on, I don't think I had started this yet. It was like 3 months ago. I made like an offhanded comment about like just making her name like Man Sam Cosplay the, and she was like, "I wonder how many times you can do that." And I was like, "Challenge accepted." So I found a website called wordmaker.info where you just put in a long word and it tells you how many words it can make out of that word. So I typed in her name, Sandman Cosplay, and it gave me over 2,000 options.
Whoa.
Of different words that can come from her name. So every week I just pick one of them, and that's her introduction.
Salt Pans.
Yeah, Salt Pans.
That's Salt Pans. Love it.
Yeah.
I mean, how else are you going to get the salt? You need those
exactly.
pans.
Exactly.
We'll be doing this forever.
It's like gold panning.
Forever. We did the math, and it was something like eight or nine years. Or something like that is what it would take to
content's king. So
it is. Yeah. We'll hit like a weird niche of people wondering what the name's going to be this week as it slowly drives Sam insane.
Well, now I need to know. So that's one of the many tuning in every week now.
Exactly.
Tune in every week to see me slowly lose my mind.
What was your favorite one? What was your favorite one so far, Sam?
There's so many good ones.
It sounded like tadpoles, but it wasn't tadpoles.
Oh yeah, what was it? It was like tad or something though.
It took me five minutes to realize he wasn't saying tadpoles. So,
yeah. No, there's no D, but it sounded like tadpoles.
Oh. I think it was like substitute with a T. No, it was.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was just bad, but it took me five minutes to go.
It was great.
Tadpoles? He's like, no. Whatever. And I was like, tadpoles? And he's like, no.
It's not right. I got a really good one that I just saw when Zach joins us for the other episode that for you guys will seem like weeks apart, but for us, it'll be like nothing's changed.
It's like, I've been waiting.
I got to go in for that. But today we're going to be covering the strangest we haven't done. So we're going to be going with another Between the Panels. If you haven't seen it Between the Panels before, and this is your first time, welcome. It's a pretty simple concept. We pick either a DC, Marvel, and future like kind of indie comics, and we kind of just dissect them, their powers, their abilities, how relevant they are in the universe, what it would be like without them. So we're doing a little twist on that today. Instead of doing like a strict one DC person, one Marvel person, we're going to be doing DC and the strangest supervillains of all time. I pulled up a couple lists and I just know a few off the top of my head. So we're going to go over them and just see, are they really that strange? If they think about it, and why are they becoming cult? Some have become like cult phenomenons due to other shows, cult classics. They've hit a weird niche in comics where the creators have said they're supposed to be like one-off appearances, and then it's 30 years later and we're still here. I guess to start, I know Sam, you're not a huge DC person.
I was just about to say, disclaimer, I know fuck all about shit.
Yeah, but well, that's the great part about this one, because we can just go over who these people are, and you can mm-hmm. be like, yeah, that makes sense as a villain that I'd be deathly afraid of.
And
as I'm going about my daily life,
that sounds dumb as hell.
I don't know.
The two ends of the spectrum it could be at.
There's some terrifying ones out there. And Zach, I know you're pretty familiar with some stuff, but how familiar are you with some of the random DC villains out there?
I am familiar with lots of random things. I'll say, looking over the list that you provided, that you were going to talk about this, I've heard of all these except for one. But like you said, they kind of popped into like bigger fandom, you know, as of recently. So yeah. I have known of some of these before their rise to power now.
And there's more that are not on the list that we you know can touch base on, but we'll go. I found just the you know those fun lists that someone can just get access to a website, and they're like, I'm an article writer, I'm a reporter, and they just put together the most random list of all time. That some things make sense, and other things you question about why they're putting things on the internet. But hey, that's why we're here. So this is in no particular order. It's a list of 10, but it's in no particular order of like. 10 being the worst, one being the weirdest, or anything like that. So the first one that's popped up, I think most recently, is in the Harley Quinn show. But Calendar Man, who is a Batman villain.
I know that one.
He's got a tattoo of the months around his head. He also shows up in the Arkham Knight game, the first Arkham Asylum. You when you go into Arkham Asylum, there's a cell for Calendar Man that just has literally hundreds of calendars in the entire cell. And that's literally, he just performs robberies and everything around holidays.
Yeah, I mean, he is like the biggest MacGuffin in the Longest Halloween story, the Batman like graphic Longest Halloween, because that's when like people start dying on random holidays. And they think that it's this guy. Then they think it's like Holiday Man. End up being Hush.
Can't calendar man. But I don't know. What do you think, Sam? Not knowing a lot about DC here, how do you rate Calendar Man?
So, side note: did you say there's a Holiday Man?
Hmm.
And Calendar Man.
Oh yeah.
Two mm-hmm. different people.
Yeah, Calendar Man does stuff all year round. Like literally, if it's a day, he's on it. Holiday Man, he does like the reverse post office thing. Only works on those days.
Yeah. Like every other day, he's just chilling. working on that plan for, you know, for Easter, yeah. Valentine's mm-hmm. Day.
Making mm-hmm. cards, et cetera.
Yeah. Christmas, you know, you mm-hmm. got to figure out how do I put bombs in these kids' presents.
Busy time.
Yeah. And got around it. The world, that's a busy time.
Okay.
And then you got Calendar Man. He worries about a lot of the other ones, you know, like Boxing Day and you know and Groundhog Day. Not the major Boxing holidays, Day. But the days that still need terror mm-hmm. and mayhem and destruction.
You know, any day's a good day for mayhem.
Yeah.
I think that was a quote from that insurance commercial or something like that.
Probably. But I don't know. It's again, a lot of these are interesting because they started off as just pure jokes and then they try to make them more serious.
Yeah, I think the downside about Calendar Man was that he doesn't really have like a gimmick other than the calendar thing. Like he doesn't have like a weapon. He doesn't really have like a big arch nemesis. He doesn't really have any kind of like plot. It's just like he is just a gimmick for someone to be in prison and be like, oh, that guy's Calendar Man. Like he's just almost always in prison.
It's like the immediately gets out of prison, does a heist, and is immediately captured by Batman within mm-hmm. like 30 minutes of doing a crime. Because like you said, it's not like he's like hyper intelligent, but he's fixated on calendars. Like, no, he's just a regular dude, doesn't have any training. It's not like he's proficient with guns or weapons. He's just
a dude does
that went crazy and likes calendars.
Yeah. He's a villain that is the opening of some cartoons. Yeah. Where you're like, oh, we're
like a cold open.
Yeah, exactly. Like you see Batman come in and kick somebody in the face and he's like, oh, that was Calendar Man. That's cool. And then he gets on to like fight somebody way better.
Somewhat cooler.
Like Kite Man.
Yeah, like Hey Man. Now, here's the question, though. Wait. Could Calendar Man start a calendar empire business? Because I feel like his calendars would be the most accurate optimal things we have. Yeah, they'd be like the most optimal
calendars
that would appeal to like why around people should care about holidays. He'd have like more information than ever and anyone.
And I think that's part of why he's not successful, because like I think the calendar kind of went out of business in like the mid 2000s. I don't know anyone that has a calendar. Like, where, show me your calendar, Sam. You don't have a calendar. You have a phone.
It's downstairs in the kitchen, hanging up on the backside of one of my cabinets. I'll show it to you later.
Right. She's like, it's behind the fridge on the one side that no one sees because it's up against the wall.
And like, yeah, it was from 2012, but it's probably still relevant again soon.
No. My mom buys it every year. We get it free from our insurance company.
Why do you look at a piece of paper that has dates on it?
And this is when she tricks us.
Sometimes I do like a presentation with my mom. Oh. So I'll open the cabinet door. I'll be like, Mom, I will be gone this day. I just do that with my mom. Yeah. She'll be in the kitchen and be like, look at the calendar.
Or this is when she look tricks us. She's like, well, it's technically a word of the day calendar, not a calendar, but you know.
It's like, all right, calendar, Sam.
You
got it.
You make do with what you can. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll move on to the next one, Zach Can't Add, which again became literally popular just because of the Harley Quinn show, to where DC is now going to give him his own show on
he was a little popular before that cartoon, because in the comic series The War of Jokes and Riddles, which was probably one of the coolest most recent Batman storylines that came out, like it was maybe 4 years ago, Kite Man had like a huge kind of weird story in the middle of that, and that's where he caught on to that catchphrase of hell yeah, which carried over into this cartoon.
True.
And I think just because of that catchphrase and his undying love of Poison Ivy, he's a nice fella and he makes a nice chili.
What? He does, you know, he makes a good chili.
He's a good chili. Yeah,
and he's got a good classic name.
He's a nice man.
A little
Kite Man
Chuck,
his actual name, Chuck Brown, Charles Brown.
Charlie Brown.
What the fuck?
Peanuts reference. Hey,
yep.
But why?
Why Peanuts? Why kite?
Why kite? What does he do with the kite?
He flies around. How do crime flies with kite?
It's his backpack. So if like there's a gust of wind or like a strong zephyr, he's out of here.
But how do crimes?
He flies in through the roof.
Yeah, it's more like a solid getaway than the.
And then he's got to run out the door or get to the roof again, then jump off.
Got to get higher ground
to get away. But he gets in there, no problem. He just glides in and then lands.
The crimes he's committing. Mm-hmm. Sans the kite. How do crimes? Yeah. How is he doing any of these crimes? What does he use?
The kite. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
he was a getaway kite.
Distractions, distractions.
It does everything. It doesn't change, or have any attachments like Penguin. But
honestly, I don't even know the kind of crimes Kite Man does. He's just not one of those guys. Like, oh, he's in prison for doing something.
Yeah, it's like the normal stuff of like bank robberies and like all that stuff. Like, I don't know how much is true in the Harley Quinn show, but in the Harley Quinn show, he's like the Kite Man persona constantly just changes between like person to person. Like some guy's Kite Man, he gets a bunch of henchmen. And then when the one dude retires, one of the henchmen takes over as the next Kite Man is pretty much how it's literally that simple. You just follow the one dude long enough with kites. And then one day he hands you his kite and he's like, all right, you're Kite Man.
Yeah. Kite Man's like a villain from The Tick that just happened to creep into mainstream.
Yeah. And will potentially be getting his own show on DC Universe.
I'll watch it.
So you have to watch it. It's Kite Man. I mean, you have to watch it.
Oh, hell no, I don't.
If you know who Kite Man is, you'll love him. He makes a nice chili.
He makes really nice chili.
He's so polite.
He's just a nice dude.
A nice guy. Like,
he says please and thank you as he's driving you.
I'm not getting.
Yeah, in the Harley Quinn show, like all he does is make chili and just a super sweet fellow. That's it.
He just makes it's all he does in the entire show. Is like he makes chili, references his chili all the time, and then just like references how badass his kite is.
Yeah, and he just wants to hang out and just watch shows with Poison Ivy and chili.
He wants to Netflix and binge and then fly off.
He's just such a nice guy.
Okay,
just a dude, he's a nice
I'll
guy.
Believe you.
He's a nice guy.
Next one. Next slide.
All right. again, so again, this list, I don't agree with some of these lists on the list, because this one I don't really quite understand is why this would be a strange villain. I guess in terms of like the concept, but so Captain Cold is the one that's the next one on the list. I don't quite understand that. So Captain Cold's a Flash villain.
To Iceman.
Yeah, like I get it as maybe a concept. You're like, how? But then like, if you know anything about the character, like the way he uses his freeze gun in various different things.
I mean, he's like Mr. Freeze, but that's a cool character.
Yeah. He's just more of like a, I guess, how would you compare him? I guess they're, because they're both DC.
Mm-hmm.
I guess unlike Mr. Freeze, he doesn't have like a.
Yeah, he doesn't have like semblance a good of the story. Good.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have a reason. He kind of just like wants to be bad, and he takes his gimmick a little too seriously. And I think that's why he's kind of a joke, is because like everything is just so devoted to him being I'm Mr. Cold, you know. But yeah, I still don't understand why this is a bad villain, because it seems like a regular villain.
Yeah, it's just kind of like a normal, like, all right, I get it. Like you said, he harps on the cold stuff, but.
This article is not 10 bad villains. It's 10 strangest.
Well, different. Yeah, but it's like Mr. Freeze without a backstory. So like Mr. Freeze is a strange villain.
I don't know who Mr. Freeze is.
So Mr.
Yeah, what? Girl, that's not true.
She doesn't do DC. So like
Arnold Schwarzenegger? Don't tell me you haven't seen George Clooney's Batman.
Oh, God, it's so good. Well,
I'm gonna put this on. I'm gonna put this movie on right now.
What?
Right, we're gonna watch a movie.
So Mr. Freeze, a little backstory on Mr. Freeze. He's like this. He's a scientist guy, and his wife got a pretty bad.
If he's a scientist, why isn't he Dr. Freeze?
It's not recognized as the. I think he gives it.
I don't know if he has a doctorate or not. I'm not sure about that. I gotta think about it. Like, wait, is it Dr. Freeze? Maybe Mr. Freeze.
No, well, he worked in a cryo lab, but I don't know if he was.
He's a scientist.
I don't know if he was a doctor. I don't know if he was a doctor. He was just a scientist.
I don't think he's got the actual diploma of a doctorate. But anyway, his wife has like a really bad like heart disease, and the only way that he can stop her from dying is to completely cryo freeze her. But he does it in a way where it actually cryo freezes himself as well. So he has to wear the suit that keeps him like below freezing as the only way to keep himself alive while he looks for a way to fix his wife so they could be together forever. It is literally the best episode of Batman the Animated Series, and one of the first cartoons to win an Emmy based on content writing, which is really cool. But Captain Cold is just Mr. Freeze without a cool story. So
yeah, he's just like I had a bad childhood. My dad was a dick, so I became a bad guy. And oh, look at this cool gun I stole freezes things.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm Captain Cold now. And that's
pretty much it. That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah. So
what are they saying? Do you want to get shot by a cold ray?
Yeah.
I like being cold.
It'll freeze you instantly and you'll die. But
I have so many comforters. I have so many comforters.
Yeah. I'll be fine. You know, right up enough.
There
you can blast
are
me.
Worse things.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's true. Now, this one I do find interesting, is definitely belongs in the list, is strange. The Heckler.
Mm-hmm. Why he look like that?
Welcome to comics that didn't quite stick after they made like one or two issues and they're like, dear God, this doesn't work.
This picture doesn't even look like they wanted to finish it.
Nah.
Yeah. So the Heckler, we don't know his motivation. It's heroes and villains. He doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, the nickname in the DC universe is the Bugs Bunny of supervillains. He has no powers, and he fights off superheroes with sarcasm and insults.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where they defeat me themselves, and he owns a diner in his off time.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's a solid move. If you find these superheroes that got some money and you can like talk them into punching you, that's Lil Suit City right there.
Yeah, it's kind of funny where it's like just some regular dude that just insults Batman so much that Batman like punches him in his diner and he's like, all right, lawsuit.
That's it. You're going to jail. Sorry. Like, hands
welcome
off.
Welcome to the law, asshole.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see as an actual comic concept of like him getting Superman arrested because he like is like in his car and Superman flies by too fast and his car tips over and damages his car and he sues Superman for damage to destruction of property.
He's like, Superman, you're like a POS, man. You're talking all that garbage. You ain't nothing.
You replacing his back window? I don't think so.
This is a friggin' Subaru Crosstrek, Superman. Dude, Crosstreks are nice, by the way. The windows are expensive. Sam, really do you think you can get heckled into hitting somebody?
Say that again.
Do you think you could be heckled into hitting someone?
Yeah.
Now you scared people into hitting you.
People hit me all the time.
Yeah.
I don't heckle them. I do my job and they punch me.
Wait, what's your job?
I scare.
Heckling?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Wait, scare? What? You work at like a Fright Fest?
Yeah.
So you do heckle people.
Yeah, but I don't like tell them they look fat or anything. I just scream at them and then they punch me.
Oh.
It's true.
Yeah.
And then she'll beat you up at like 8 a.m.
Oh my God.
You gotta watch out for that one. I don't what about you, Zach? If someone was like came in to rob a bank, right? And you're mm-hmm. working behind the teller and they walk up and they go, "Hey, this is a robbery." And they just proceed to just insult you for 10 straight minutes.
I wouldn't make it that long.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd make it that long because honestly, like if you're going to take my stuff, that's one thing. But don't roast me as well. You know what I mean? Like I'm still a human being and I still have emotions. Like this money's not my money. You can have all this money.
Feeling.
But once you start bringing personal stuff into it, now I probably got to fight you, my guy. And I'm not into that.
Yeah.
And then there's lawsuits.
And then he gets the money anyway.
It's... Right. And then I get sued and he gets the money and my money. Yeah. And it's like, and but he also called me fat. And now I'm thinking about that. Yeah. It ain't my... I ain't got that.
Yeah, it's kind of brilliant. I would like to see more of the heckler.
It's a solid move.
Yeah, definitely belongs on a strange list of weird villains that DC has tried. But
and I'll tell you, out of all the villains on this list, if any of them were very popular on TikTok, it would be the heckler.
Oh yeah,
and start making the heckler TikToks. See what happens.
Next cosplay, Sam. Heckler. I'll just go to cons and heckle and be like, no, it's DC. It's
oh, yeah. You're gonna come
just be so mean
like
to people, and when they're mad, you go, "Hey, I'm cosplaying. Hey. It's cool.
Whoa, okay, don't even worry about
it. Cosplay is not consent. You can't.
I'm sorry. Don't you know the heckler, my guy?
Like, come on, man. Learn your DC.
Yeah.
Tips my hat.
Like, and then just walk off.
Yeah, damn, that was a good costume.
Gotta give him props. And then you just win the cosplay contest.
Yeah, like I almost punched the heckler. God, that was nice.
Damn, it works. Shit. Now the next one I think popped up in, I don't know where I've seen it. I'm trying to remember where I actually saw the image from.
Javelin?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Was it
Suicide Squad?
Suicide Squad. That was it. That was
squid.
It.
Was squad. The Squad of Suicide. Squad, yeah.
I saw the second one.
Yeah. That's what he's in.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the second one. Yeah. He's in the second Suicide Squad.
Only seen that Suicide
Squad. Yeah.
Sharp Stick Man.
Yeah. Sharp Stick Man. So Javelin. Mm-hmm. Literally that's what he does. He's a former Olympic
mm-hmm.
Javelin guy and he throws a javelin. It's mm-hmm. just it's shiny. I think it's made out of like gold. It's nice. It's a nice javelin. It looks probably very expensive. He does have other weapons, but his main ability is throwing his javelin.
Honestly, if you're named a javelin, you better not have more weapons.
So does he just have the one? And does he have to go and get it?
So from what I understand about Javelin is that because I did look at this after the Suicide Squad movie because I was curious about who some of those people were. He does have other weapons, but that is primarily the main Javelin he has is just that really fancy.
The one.
I'm pretty positive it's just the one.
So what does he do after he throws it?
Well, it returns Mjolnir style.
Yeah. After he goes and picks
it
up.
Are you shitting me?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. After he goes and picks it up, it's the
Listen,
same thing.
He is an Olympic athlete. He runs. He runs and he's got mad stamina.
And he's fairly accurate with that javelin because I mean I don't know if he won any medals. It just says he made it to the Olympics.
Yeah.
So you gotta but still in the top 50 people in the world who can throw a javelin, he's in there.
Honestly, the only difference between this person being like a villain and a hero is who the javelin hits.
Is being thrown at.
That's it. It's like, oh, I hit a good person. I guess I'm a bad guy. Because like, it's not like you're chucking a javelin at something to steal something. I don't need something that far away that I need to chuck a stick at it. Because I'm just gonna walk over there.
You know,
true. Yeah.
And get my stick.
Break the glass. Javelin.
With a javelin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You throw it hard enough and if it's got a point
if you throw it hard, if you throw it hard enough, it would break the glass if it
Well, okay, so like of a bank, right? Is that what you're saying?
Electronics store window.
Okay, so now there's a broken glass, there's a stick on the ground, and there's a guy walking towards there. And you're like, I guess this is the villain.
He's stealing.
But you just threw a stick.
Stealing.
Yeah. Dylan! I don't know. So
could be anything, really. It could be a brick.
The longest javelin throw in history.
Brickman.
Whoa. All right.
Is just shy of 99 meters.
So I think
it's
300 feet.
So yeah, around 300 feet.
Oh, I just don't see a situation where like 300 feet away from me is a villain that is like chucking a stick at me. Or
no, that's the longest. You got to think average.
Well, average probably half.
He's Olympic, so let's give him like
he's chucking 100 feet
like,
away.
Let's give him like 250.
Best case scenario, what's he doing? Like grabbing purses? Like what are you throwing the stick at?
You got to think he's a villain, right? Because if he's in the Suicide Squad, he obviously did some bad stuff enough to get caught repeatedly to the point where they were like, "Dear God, we're so sick of it." Because you got to imagine, like you said, his crimes are probably so minor.
Unless he's an assassin.
That's true. Cool.
All he does is kill.
That would be great. Yeah. And it's like a short, like a condensed javelin. He walks behind you and just presses a button, and this giant javelin shoots out and kills you.
No, he just shoots.
It's like you're just doing a wedding.
Throws the javelin,
and then 300 feet away, like javelin. What's that sound? It's like it's just got this javelin in you. You're right in your thigh.
It could work.
Arteries in your thigh.
Yeah,
that's dangerous.
Yep.
Well, we'll see what he does in more comics, but we may. I don't know if we'll see him again. But
well, he dies. We'll,
in I probably won't.
He does die in the movie.
Yeah.
That's a movie.
Right. Okay. So the next one.
That's not real.
That's not real. So the next one also comes from Suicide Squad, and it does fit as Strange for a couple of reasons. So the next one is Weasel, who you see in the Suicide Squad movie.
Oh, I saw him.
Right. So the comic book origin, Sam. Is
yes, Mark.
Gross.
Even weirder than what you see in the movie.
Mm.
So in the movie, you see like an actual like weasel that's just the size of like a human. So his comic book origin is his name is Jack Monroe. He's being bullied all the time, and all his friends call him a weasel. So he decides, I'm going to grow up,
become a weenie.
Professor, and he's convinced that all the other professors are just like the bullies. They're out against him. They don't want him to get tenure.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Weasel.
Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Weasel.
So he puts on a weasel costume. So he puts on a weasel costume, and he kills all of his colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
And they made him weirder in the movie, kind of. It's like, he ate like 30 kids. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, and it like legitimately looks like. Like everyone who like friends of mine who like saw, they were like, I don't get it. Like DC has like an actual weasel thing. And it's like, no, not really. But like, they just, I don't think they wanted it to be like what it really was, which was essentially a guy in a weasel costume.
Yeah.
It's waiting,
killing people.
It's really
waiting for you to tell me that like he put on a weasel costume and then got like banana blasted with some ray. And now he's stuck in the weasel costume of thing.
That would actually have made it like a cooler backstory. Cause then you could be like, dude, you got hit by like a cosmic ray that fused this weasel costume to your skin.
Now you're Weasel Man.
Yeah, no, just went crazy and thought people were making fun of him again, so he just killed them all.
James Gunn liked the idea of the character, but didn't want to portray him like that because they needed to be like kind of funnier. So apparently he made this character look like Bill the Cat from those Opus comics. You know that Bill the Cat?
The big
cheeks.
Uh-huh. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely fits on a list of weird.
Oh, very weird.
Villains.
Sure do.
Like, I don't know. I get it. I guess you're just a guy that went crazy and killed people. I guess that makes you a villain.
I like the idea of like, look, I'm sick of all these people talking shit about me behind my back. I'm trying to be a very good scientist and being a very good doctor. I'm going to murder them. First, casually. I need to put this costume on because I need to send a message.
No, literally. They might not be calling me a weasel, but those assholes 20 years ago did.
Yeah, I got nothing. I got nothing but hatred and this weasel costume.
So what am I going to do? I got it. I'll put it on, then kill them.
Yeah.
2-for-1 special.
I don't want my doctor clothes getting dirty.
I mean, like,
not my doctor clothes.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't mess up my doctor clothes.
God, I will roughly skip the next one because I don't know why this person included Gorilla Grodd on the list. I mean, it is strange. It is strange.
Cool. He's very cool, but it is strange.
Is that just Winston from Overwatch?
Yeah.
Just not on the moon.
So Gorilla Grodd essentially is there's a I guess it's strange to even explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, mm-hmm. there was a tribe of gorillas in Africa, and an alien ship crashes like near the tribe. And when they go to experiment it, they know that they're gorillas. They are curious, intelligent creatures. They go to check out the ship, and the alien that's on it gives them all hyper intelligence and builds them Gorilla City, which is an invisible city in the plains of Africa that no one knows about except for very select people.
What?
Yeah.
And then he goes crazy because they don't take him seriously. So Gorilla Grodd is a ape that leaves Gorilla City and tries to take over the world by turning everyone into gorillas.
And also keep in mind that he is telepathic and super genius. So it is a very
more intelligent than Batman.
Yep.
Level of genius.
Yeah. Also telepathic. Yeah. So
and
you have a guy like the Javelin who just
throws
a javelin.
And then you're like, oh, Gorilla Grodd, I'm going to skip this one. The telepathic super genius alien infused gorilla. But let me tell you about this Olympian.
Let me tell you about this Olympian.
He's obviously
this guy's
more
got a boomerang. He just straightened out his boomerang and doesn't get it.
And threw it. And then there you go.
Gorilla Grodd's cool.
Yeah. It's a strange idea, but
yeah.
A very, very cool supervillain.
And I think the reason it doesn't seem weird anymore or crazy is because he's been in so many storylines and he's been in so many properties. Like, you know, he's in the video games now. He's in the comics. He's in the cartoons. Like, even Gorilla Grodd shows up in the CW. So, like, is more mainstream now. So it doesn't seem as weird. But when you break it down, you're like, this is a little strange.
Yeah,
this is kind of fucked.
This is Professor X in a gorilla. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
Professor X that just went into a gorilla suit.
Yeah. Professor Extra.
Yeah. Which goes to show you, if aliens are here, they probably did just crash land somewhere and they just gave the nearest species closest to them hyper intelligence. So it's probably like a city of like prairie dogs out there. They're all hyper intelligent beings. We just
probably the octopus.
That's true. That is true.
I don't like them. They throw javelins.
You know what though?
They can. And I did read a fun article that there was a octopus in some zoo that would like break out of its enclosure every night. And it would go into other fish's enclosure and eat their food and then go back into its enclosure before in the morning.
That's a villain right there.
Little man just wanted a midnight snack.
Yeah, but he wants other people's midnight snacks, not his.
That's not his fault.
Yeah,
it's not his fault, but it does make him a villain. Which arguably would be better than like Calendar Man.
Yeah.
Because that like this is an actual villain that like you wake up, you just did a huge grocery shopping, right, Sam? You did a huge grocery shopping, favorite foods.
I don't go grocery shopping.
Okay, your mom went grocery shopping, favorite foods. You go downstairs and you just see little puddles of water leading up to your fridge. You open your fridge, nothing in there. All gone.
Ink. My entire fridge?
Your nothing entire fridge.
Ink. Both of them?
Yeah. Both of them. And just ink. Yeah, ink everywhere.
Yeah,
and
just the size.
And then
everyone has two fridges.
It's true. And then just a piece of paper with just like a suction cup imprint on it. And that's it. And you're like, freaking Octopus Man.
Octopus Man came and ate my shit again.
God. You're like, not only do I not have any food and I'm hungry, I just have to spend all that money again.
Yeah, because when you think about it, what are you going to do against an octopus? You can't punch it because they're literally just snot with like a bunch of legs.
Yeah.
So if you try to attack it,
it's just going to ink you and then leave.
You're always going to lose that fight. So you know you lost your food to that octopus. And that's villainous.
That is villainous.
And one octopus will kill an entire five level one D&D party because they don't understand that you can attack things underwater. So there's that.
That's true.
Are you still salty about that?
I'm just amazed that I almost killed my entire party on my first session as DM thinking, oh, this will be a fun, easy combat because it's five of them. It's one like half CR octopus because I think combat's the best first session thing to do with a new party just because it lets everyone figure out their abilities and how to work together a little bit. And I was like, oh, this will be a fun little thing. And nope. Two of them got knocked down to zero and third was at one health and
just drown in a puddle.
Okay, but did your pilot nosedive you straight into a gaseous planet and you all blew up?
That's just fun.
No.
What are we talking about?
My D&D campaign. We started doing D&D in space. Second episode, my pilot failed, rolled a nat 1 on their piloting check, then proceeded to roll a nat 1 on D100. And we nosedive straight into a gaseous planet.
Oh,
exploded on impact. We all died.
Now imagine if there's an octopus in there. So much worse.
Exactly. Who just got done eating all of your food?
It would be a fat octopus.
It would be. So next one on here is Ratcatcher.
Two.
Also, two is from Suicide Squad, but there are like Ratcatcher, like the persona is an overall like DC villain. That pretty much what it sounds. It's a guy who can telepathically girl who can telepathically command rats.
I don't really think anything. Yeah, I don't really think anything's wrong with this. Like, I don't even think this is like strange. If you think about it, like, rats are like a powerful creature, and if you were to be able to harness them, I mean, there's stories throughout time of, you know, people harnessing the power of rats and children out into the ocean, or snakes. One of those two. It's snakes or children.
Right. Yeah.
Either way, they use rats to do it, and that's
powerful. Yeah. And it's strange, but not. Not that, like, I mean, if you could telepathically command with an animal, like, you're either A, going to be a hit at kids' parties, or B, you're going to rob banks with animals.
Yeah, like, I mean, to telepathically...
There's no middle ground.
One of those pays better.
Well, honestly, yeah, exactly.
It's like saying Aquaman's crazy because he can, like, communicate to fish, not with two, because he's a jerk, by the way.
Everyone doesn't listen back.
He doesn't talk to them. He tells them what to do.
Yeah, he doesn't pay attention.
Be very clear about that.
Yeah.
He sacrifices them, tells them what to do, watches them all die. And then
he makes them jump out of water for his own amusement so he can get to land.
Yep. And guess what he eats for dinner? Fish.
Fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That episode of the Justice League when he's like riding two whales and he just rides them onto the beach. Congratulations. Yeah. You just beached two whales.
Two whales.
You're not getting back in the water on their own.
You told them.
Are you putting them in the water? No, you're not. You're going off to a fucking Justice Hall of Justice bullshit meeting with
Justice
Batman.
Hall of Justice.
You're leaving
the Hall of Justice.
Exactly.
Party. They're long named and long winded, but they're beautiful parties.
Yeah. While two whales are dying on the beach.
But Ratcatcher 2, I think that character was created for the movie. But I think that it shows. I mean, and the character was intended to die, and then throughout filming, they were like, "Now let's actually kill Polka Dot Man instead because we like Ratcatcher 2 a lot more." And that character spoiler. Really showed you what.
It's been out for too long.
I meant as in the next one on the list is
Polka-Dot
Man. Oh, I didn't.
Polka Dot Man is the next one. Yeah. Funny enough. The movie does actually a great job of actually legitimizing Polka Dot Man, because in the comics and in the early, like in the Batman and the Animated series, like when Polka Dot Man is first introduced in the comics, it's like on the par with Calendar Man and everybody else, where he does some sort of villainous crime and Batman immediately foils it within 2 minutes without even breaking a sweat. And it's like the joke. I think in one of the episodes, him and Robin, like, I think Robin asks him, like, what's going on and where are they going? And Batman's like, oh, it's Polka Dot Man. And Robin says something along the lines of, like, oh, well, then we'll be back before dinner, or something along the lines of, like, that. And it just destroyed him for years. And so I'll give the Suicide movie a lot of credit for taking a villain that was just a pure joke and actually turning him into kind of a badass.
Yeah, I mean, giving him like just a little bit of background and a reason, because in the comics he doesn't have a reason for the polka dots. It's like he can just throw polka dots. He can stand on them. Like they kind of do weird stuff. Like he has different ones that do different things based on the colors. But in the movie, you know, giving him like an interdimensional kind of infection was so like to me it was really clever and it gave him a lot more depth. And then obviously having mom problems, but strange character though.
Yes, yeah, this one definitely a strange villain. It fits. Hopefully the comics and DC takes what they did in the movie as like a direction of reintroducing the character, who could actually be a actual villain if they stick with that version of a backstory versus, well, I like polka dots, so
yeah,
you know,
I
mean,
just think died, they're but... neat.
Yeah, I think they're neat.
They're pretty.
Now the next one, I would argue
weirdest.
Probably the strangest, and does pop. I do remember seeing him in Doom Patrol.
Yeah,
well, but it's the last one on the list.
And there's a really gross scene in Doom Patrol for this next guy. I don't know if anyone's seen it. Probably
Doom Patrol is cool.
Doom Patrol is great.
It's actually very cool.
We'll describe this scene to you in graphic detail, Sam, in a second.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
so
that.
The villain, it's the Beard Hunter, who literally hates all facial hair so much because he can't grow any. So he becomes a obsessed serial emitter who just hunts down anyone with facial hair, and he collects their beards as trophies. Because, yeah.
Now they did evolve him slightly.
They did for the show. In the show, he can eat your facial hair, and he will know like things about you. You know where you've been.
A lot of things about you.
Where you've been. Maybe where you were going, what you just got done eating.
Oh, and honestly, dude loves to eat beards. It's not even like he can eat beards and find it. Like he enjoys it. Like,
there's a very graphic scene in the show where he takes this guy's beard that they're looking for. And the show zooms in on his mouth as he's chewing the beard and swallows it.
Beard like, hair.
Doing the finger licking. Like he's you know, like, mwah.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go throw up.
Dude, just homeboy loves beard.
Loves That's beards. It.
Just chomps on the beards.
What a freak.
What a freak.
Definitely weirdest. But that's it. Literally just so obsessed with beards because he can't grow facial hair. So he just murders people and collects their facial hair. That's it. That's the villain.
Yeah, when you said we were talking about like the strangest superheroes, especially in DC Universe, I was like just trying to rack on my brain. And I'm like, oh, well, yeah, obviously.
Beard hunter.
The beard hunter. That is the weirdest guy. And I saw he was on his list. I'm like, yeah, I can't think of one that's stranger than that. Because anyone who just eats your beard to find out your life is crazy.
Yeah. Like, you could argue, like, you could be a super cool detective if, like, you just had some weird thing that if you ate facial hair, you would know where the person's been. Like, you could probably do a cool detective comic out of that. But to just be like, I hate anyone with facial hair because I can't grow any. So I'm going to murder you and eat and collect your facial hair.
Yeah. Like if that was my power, I would use it for good. But I'd be like, hey guys, I can find out some stuff real fast, but I need all of you to like turn around for a second.
Like, I need everybody to get cool about looking at me really quickly.
Or
I know everything about the guy. Like, what'd you just do?
Or arguably the most popular OnlyFans account of all time.
Nope. Oh, true. Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Nope.
Yeah. Mm-mm. All right.
We'll let you make your own connections with that.
I'm putting this out there now. You guys can send me your beard and tune into my new OnlyFans channel.
$5.99 per hair.
If I gag, it's free.
Trigger warning, vomit sounds.
So, yeah. Sam, you don't know a lot of DC people. You are Marvel stan through and through. Who is the weirdest Marvel superhero that can come off your dome real quick? Or supervillain, I guess.
Supervillain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think there was somebody in Empire, the latest Empire run, that I was just like, what?
Hmm.
I mean, there was Sequoia, who's just a tree man. He got a lot cooler than when he originally came out.
Like Groot?
No, more sentient than Groot. Like, he can form real words.
Interesting.
But his mom is Mantis, and his dad is
there's a little tree.
No, which is funny. He's not. Which is
how did he become a tree?
That's the question.
Oh, you got me. I tell you, I love coming to the show. You always flip a script right on me.
Yeah, that's
flip it right back to me.
No, I'm trying to remember. I can't think of his name right now. But his dad was like a French swordsman. I think he was literally the swordsman. Hold on. I'll Google it.
Oh, the one from Hawkeye? Swordmaster? Is that his name?
I think something like that.
Swordmaster?
They spell Empire in the series with a Y, and I keep forgetting. So I go, Empire. And they're like, there's nothing found. I'm like,
it's like, it's why are you looking up Jose Smollett?
Do you mean the show Empire? That one dude? You're like, what? No.
Yeah, the guy who paid someone to beat him up?
Yeah. Classic. What a villain, right?
Black Canary's brother. Look, DC tie-in, so you can get that back.
Right, see, we get back to it. But what about you?
No, it's literally the swordsman. Is his dad
the swordsman? Yeah. Okay,
that's why I was like, it's a French swordsman. Dunk.
Yeah, I mean, Polka Dot Man to me has always been like one of the weirdest ones from like reading older comics because he's just someone that doesn't make any sense. You know, it's like he never really has any goals. He never really has any desires. He doesn't really have any good stories. Just throws polka dots. But, you know, obviously you get somebody like James Gunn that can give anybody a good backstory and make a character relatable.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes some of these bad guys stupid versus relatable. It's like, what's your story? You know, I mean, if you're just a dude who eats beards, I don't really care. But if you have like a reason to do it and you have a backstory and you have like mom issues and intergalactic viruses, then I'll start caring. And it's not that strange anymore.
Yeah, it all works. And there's always good honorable mentions. But do you have any honorable mentions, Zach, that you'd want to touch base on? I mean, there's Mirror Master. It's a weird one.
Yeah, Mirror Master's weird. He gets a couple cool runs, especially in some of the newer stuff. I really think like Man Bat is one of the strangest ones because
not
like,
Man Bat. I know Man Bat.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird. It's like I want to be like Batman, but I did it all wrong, and now I'm just this screeching beast. There's a lot of bad guys out there.
There is.
Yeah. Beard Hunter has to be the weirdest, though. I cannot think of somebody weirder. Like, I can't even think of something in real life that's weirder than just eating someone else's beard hair. That has to be my answer.
I think we just have to thank our lucky stars that it's beards, because he could be so much
worse.
Stop talking.
It's like what?
No.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Well, I think if we really dive into it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, let's go ahead. I mean, we have time.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So if we think that it's beard, you know.
Thanks, everybody, for coming. Buy our merch.
Well, I'm just saying the beard tells you one history. Other things tell you a different history.
That's true. Beard tells you what's going on. Follow us everywhere
at the Fandom Effect.
Yeah. There's always more, you know.
There's always less.
A lot of things have beards, though, if you think about it. So
it's true.
Yeah.
Beard Hunter 2.0. You know, there's always room for growth, DC. You can push this guy to next season of Doom Patrol. Let's just push it. It's Doom Patrol. Actually,
you might like Doom Patrol.
I'm cutting us now.
Yeah. There is a sentient street on there.
That's
impressive.
And it's very like it's super so LGBTQ.
So gay. So beautiful.
It literally is. Literally, the street is literally.
Yeah, Danny the Street.
Yeah, Danny
the Street. It's a sentient street that provides safety for people that need it in times of distress. Danny the Street is a beautiful, beautiful character, and it is one of the weirdest characters. But yeah,
it is insanely strange. But it literally just became a safe haven for like people that are ridiculed because of like what their powers are or their sexual preference or whatever.
Beat up so much that it turns into an ambulance.
It's true. It can turn into other things. It just prefers being a street.
Yeah. Because it likes theater.
It likes the theater. It has a theater. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. So check out Dan the Street. It is a very, very cool character.
Yeah. It is actually pretty sweet. But
I'll take your word for it.
And Brendan Fraser is a robot. So
the cuss is a lot.
A lot.
We're a lot of F words.
Yeah.
Oh. I did actually watch something DC recently. I just remember this. Sandman.
Beautiful.
I have not watched it yet.
I didn't realize it was DC until after I was done.
So good, though.
It is on my list. I have heard it's really, really good.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I got through the first episode, saw the DC logo, and I was like, ah, shit.
So you didn't get to death yet?
No, I finished the entire season.
Oh, you finished it.
I finished the entire season, but when I finished the first episode, I saw the DC logo and like the credits, and I was like, ah.
Oh, that episode with Dream's sister Death. Oh my God, that was one of the most beautiful things of TV I've seen.
Oh, that entire show.
Great. Neil Gaiman. He's a little outside.
I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it soon.
Yeah, beautiful. Did you see a new episode? They put a new episode out.
Like recently.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Was it that hour long one?
It's two episodes in one. Yeah.
It was the animated cat.
Yeah, it's a cat thing, and then something else.
So I fell asleep.
Hmm. Okay. You're allowed to do that. It's a human thing.
Then during the second part with, what's her fucking name?
Calliope? I'm seeing the show. Mm-hmm.
Oh. I fell asleep during that one.
All right. I mean, you don't have to like everything, Sam. It's fine.
It's not that I didn't like it. You can ask.
Yeah, more. I know. I fall asleep to stuff I like all the time. It's fair.
Constantly.
It happens.
Constantly.
Literally every day I do it. Every single day.
No, like more often. I was trying to watch Ring of Power. Fell asleep in the first half hour of the episode. Well,
I'm waiting for more episodes to come out. I watched the first two, but I'm waiting till I can at least watch two at a time to get a kind of a feel for.
Is there four now? Three. Yeah.
Beats me. I fell asleep. I woke up during the second episode and I was like, where am I?
Yeah. That'll be for a different episode when I rage about people who are complaining about the show for dumb reasons.
Yeah.
We do that constantly.
It's true. Because people deserve it. I think that'll probably wrap us up for this one, for part one with Zach. It's going to be weeks before you guys see Zach again, but
weeks.
We'll see him in seconds. But
we don't Zach, stop seeing him.
You want to do part one of plugging the 10 shows you do?
All right. I'm going to give you the better half of the 10 shows that I do. Number one, my favorite show that I've ever done ever is called Silicon Angels. It is about the IT phone calls of a sex robot manufacturer and the nasty stuff that guys think that they should have to be allowed to do. We also do a show called PowerPoint Showdown, where it is an improv-based blind TED Talk style presentation. You saw a little bit of that possibly earlier. I have no idea. If not, you could check out Mark on a new episode of there. And then I don't know. No, that's it. That's all I'm talking about. Just those two.
Yeah. Not saying I won, but you know.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. If he was on the way.
Well, there's a reason he's not saying it, because he didn't.
Oh, well. He probably deserves that.
It's true. But yeah, definitely. Obviously, anyone, you guys know, if you've made it this far, that links will be posted and all that kind of fun stuff. But if you did make it this far, make sure you like, subscribe, watch, review, do things.
Smash the motherfucking like button.
Do it. Review and subscribe it. Otherwise, I'm going to switch to a different name here because I want to. Otherwise, Potlashes here is going to get really angry if you don't.
Potlash.
Do all that. Potlash.
A lot of that in Colorado.
Yeah. Because you got to, you know, you should do it. You should just review and subscribe. But lots of, obviously, lots of fun stuff coming up. Again, thank you guys for making August. I think it was our best month by a ton.
A long shot.
A long shot.
Hey, long shot. That's my boy.
I know.
Throwbacks.
You're welcome.
If you don't know that reference, then you should go back and watch all the episodes, and then at some point,
all of them,
you'll understand that reference. And yeah, you'll be like,
then re-listen to this one again, then get the joke.
Then you'll go back and laugh. Get it. Yeah. Then laugh, then leave a comment saying you got it, and then we'll be good to go.
And then we'll be golden.
Yeah.
GTG.
Exactly. But we'll see you guys on the next edition of the FanFact Podcast, every Friday morning, bright and early, and we'll see you guys very soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, not bad for one playthrough. You have multiple achievements left to unlock. Please follow the Fandom Effect podcast on all available platforms and unlock the next level. If that doesn't work, just turn it on and off.